Action. Okay. So, hello. At the moment, we're in a meeting, our final meeting before we submit the portfolio. We've just been discussing things about the final parts of the project and a little bit about the Dragon's Den. This recording is going to document about the last week or so of the B-Seated project. I'm Colin speaking. In the room, we also have...
I'm Luna. I'm from Web Technology.
Okay, perfect. And
Monica
from
Web Technology
as well. Perfect. We have
Rafael from Web Science.
Antigone from Software Engineering.
Perfect. Okay, so near enough everybody's here in the room today. What's going to happen is I'm going to ask a few questions which everybody is nervous about and hopefully try and get some answers. So, first... So in the past week, what have you all been doing towards the project? Luna, would you like to go first?
Yeah, about the project, we have divided our work into different categories, and our group had given our tasks, so we focused on writing up about our team. I've written about a few posts. I've done some posts on analysis of similar tools. I've also written about a few new related news and posted on our blog. It was about the social networking site and our project. Find out similar websites, like do some reviews on Yelp and Seedplan and Seedguru. So yeah, we have done that, and also standards and protocols. I've done a post on it. So the rest of the team has done their part. So yeah.
Sounds perfect. Okay, Monica.
Seriously, it's like we're on the radio. And you're them.
Yeah, I'm a bad radio host, but no, just yourself. So just this week, what have you been doing?
Last week.
So I know I've seen you've done some posts about recent news.
Yeah.
What else?
The survey results.
Survey results, okay.
And I have analyzed the results.
And analyzed the survey results, yeah. Okay. Seems perfect, a big part of the project. Rafael?
Well, following Colin's instructions, I improved some of my previous posts, and I did something about the Dragon's Den issues.
Yep.
That's it.
That's it, okay. Antigone?
Yeah. So, last week we focused on sketching our user scenarios and focusing on the architecture design. User scenarios was doing the user scenarios and the comics was pretty fun, actually. But yeah, that's all for the last week.
Did people find it stressful?
Right, yes. Now I'm stressful.
Yes. So right now,
I get
edit my part.
I can.
I think you did fine.
Yeah, you did perfectly well. So we've had quite a bit to do this week, right? But
yeah,
but not so bad, stressful.
Well,
I think
okay.
Everything's looking okay with one more day to go, with 24 hours to go. So everything should be finished, fingers crossed. Okay, so can somebody tell me what B-Seated is? Or can we all say what B-Seated is? Very short.
Okay, I can do that for everyone, I guess. So what B-Seated is, it's a web application giving the chance to people to search for venues according to some categories or according to the city they're visiting or they are. So the next step is to view the venue, see the seating plan of the venue, view some reviews of previous users that have gone or visited the venue, and see some photos of the view of specific seats views. Yeah, basically we give the chance to people to give ratings to seats and make better decisions for their next visits to venues in the seats that they're choosing.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
You mentioned that Visited is a web application.
Right.
But is it a social network?
It is a social network since people have to interact with each other. They are commenting. They can view the reviews of other people. And we also have the Facebook integration, which is really important because we're connecting our web, our application with a social network. And we give the chance to people not only to register or sign in our website with their personal information, but also using their Facebook accounts and details.
Good question. Do you think it's changed a lot from the initial idea?
To be honest, I don't remember that day.
No, I think the whole idea is the same. The main idea is the same. But now we have some precisions.
Right,
that we don't had at the beginning.
Basically, we had to design what's feasible, what is feasible and not. So, yeah, that was the main task that I think changed our website because we had a general idea and we wanted to do much more things. But implementing it and discussing about the features and what has to be designed, not everything was so feasible. But yeah, why not have it in mind for the future plans of Visited?
Perfect answer. Okay, so what do you think the best aspects of our project was? Do you want to go anti-clockwise?
Okay, yeah, we can do that. The best aspect of Visited. Good question, actually.
Well, you can skip it and come back to it.
Yeah.
Was there any sort of thing that you're proud of in terms of one of the posts you've done?
I guess designing the wireframes with Stephanie was something pretty important that we liked doing because it's like giving a form to our website that we had an idea and we tried to make it have a, I don't know how to say it.
Breathe life into
it. Yeah, exactly that. So yeah, that was where I enjoyed the most.
Cool. Rafa? Is it buying chocolates for team members? Which we do have chocolates in this room, thanks to Rafa.
Well, that was a temptation. But I think the best part of this assignment is that we had the opportunity to meet each other and work together.
Aww. That's pretty sweet.
Is that it?
what do you need to mention?
That's going to be hard to top, I might add. But
I think we need to think about the future of this city. How can it be sustainable? So we need to know what is the key value of our product, and I think is information. So which kind of information that we can have now, or we can ask the users to have or to give to us, is going to be valuable for the next 3 or 5 years in order to be new Zuckerbergs in the social networks.
Okay, let's go around the table. Anything you're proud of or that you liked about BCDIT?
We have found a problem existing in our daily life and we try to fix it.
Okay. Anything extra?
Yeah, I like to mention that very collaborative working. I was back at home and she used to work here, and we used the Google Docs to edit and stay online and focus on our work. Yeah, help each other, giving the instructions and how to solve the problem of all the blog posts, and yeah, it was really interesting. Experience.
Cool.
Collaborative working.
Okay. I guess we should mention that since we're 6 people, we worked in the teams of 2.
Pretty much, yeah. For most posts, we divided into 3 teams of 2 and all had separate jobs, which I think worked quite well.
Yeah, it was a very good idea.
I don't know. Or maybe Rafa doesn't agree. Rafa was my partner, so he has a different experience than me. But
our meetings, I think, was very useful in order to feedback our assignments and
I guess it's always good to know that there is someone else working with you, and whenever you need help or you're stuck with something, someone can help you.
Yeah.
That was basically the idea, and yeah, it worked pretty good.
All right. I guess especially over Easter as well.
Yeah.
When we did a lot of work over Easter and met up, and then because everyone was away a whole lot, if it's just one other person to
exactly,
specifically
yes.
contact with, it's more useful. All right, I don't want this recording to be super long, so I might skip a question and go through to the Dragon's Den. So we've been talking about that in this meeting today. Would anybody like to update us on what was discussed? Are we confident about it? How are we going to do the Dragon's Den?
I have a question.
Okay.
Who plays guitar?
Plays guitar?
Yeah.
That's a really important question right now. I don't know. I don't.
I don't play guitar.
Why
I can pretend.
Because Colin sent me a video about Dragon's Den, and the guy started with playing a guitar, and it was very interesting.
Right. Okay. So in our Dragon's Den pitch, we're not going to have a guitar. Nice idea,
yeah.
But... what we decided basically is that since it's only 5 minutes, we're going to just have two people nominated to talk in it.
We
and
can be seated, though.
Some of us will be seated quite literally, yeah. And then we've asked other people to specialise in answering certain questions. So what we'll also do is we're going to have another meeting next week, which we've already booked in a bit of a larger venue. I am going to be scary and cruel to people and ask them some example questions to prepare them for it. Everyone's laughing because they probably
yeah.
already agree.
It would be really good if you could see the movement in the class like now and with everyone does, but unfortunately
scared,
you can't.
Scared stiff. So hopefully by next Thursday, we will have done a full preparation for the Dragon's Den and had some example questions, and we'll be ready, fingers crossed. Okay, so that'll wrap it up. Any last words, anybody?
No.
No.
Thank you to all of us.
Clap, clap, clap.
Bravo.